Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me.
Hello, this is Cash on the mic. I'm going to tell you about Pinterest for the lovers, the dreamers, and me. I first fell in love with Pinterest in 2012. I had heard about it on the radio and I thought, how cool! A place where you can pin links to pictures of ideas, tips, and anything that interests you, hence the name Pinterest. I signed up and a whole new world opened to me. It felt like I could go
to infinity and beyond.
I couldn't pin fast enough. Everything that interested me was just a search button away. And I started following people and they started following me. To this date, I now have 2,400 pins and over 50 boards. Whoa. It also helped a little that I was getting married in a little over a year. The story I heard on the radio that intrigued me in the first place was a story about this woman in the UK who had planned her whole wedding on Pinterest before she even had a worthy suitor. I immediately felt a kinship with the bride's wedding organizers and bride wannabes and took to pinning like a fish to water. Yep, I was hooked. So this is why I've chosen Pinterest to be my second case study for my Bus 129 class. Now, for a little background on Pinterest. Pinterest was launched in March 2010 by co-founders Paul Sciarra, Evan Sharp, and Ben Silberman. Ben Silberman was on track to become a doctor when he realized that he did not want to become a doctor. So he tried to be a consultant and ended up in Google in Silicon Valley. It was at Google that Ben realized that he wanted to build something. After enlisting two partners, Evan Sharp, a design architect, and Paul Sciarra, things started rolling. But it took a while for Pinterest to get going because people did not understand it at first. Until then, there was content on the web that you either had to create or was created for you, that you couldn't really link to, or you had to go to that website and live there. Pinterest allowed you to take pieces of the web or representations of pieces of the web and put it together in one beautiful, sleek design on the Pinterest page. So you could start different boards of subjects that interest you. Some of the topics that I decided to pin, well, might be a little too embarrassing to put on here. But, of course, there was the wedding. And there was the quick meal board that I like to call, so I'm no Martha Stewart, but I better. So, anywho, some boards you could decide to be very narrow about what you wanted to pin, or you could be very broad. It was for everybody. So anyhow, people did not get this yet, but they knew they were onto something special. And one of the bloggers that saw Pinterest started this campaign called Pin It Forward, where they had to share something personal from their blog and then pass it on, pin it forward to someone else, and that person would have to share something personal and pin it forward. And before you know it, there was a community there. And it was then that Ben Silberman realized that it didn't matter how ready it was, they had to go as fast as possible. This was the extra incentive that led Ben and his team to finish developing Pinterest as fast as possible. They borrowed a motto from Facebook, quote, move fast and break things, and went full speed ahead. Starting from nearly a measly 5,000 users, Pinterest now has over 72 million users, 85% of which are female, as of earlier this year. You can find a story of how Pinterest got started at thebusinessinsider.com. Pinterest founding story. Just to get you pumped, we got this little snippet here. Work it harder, make it better, do it faster, makes us stronger than ever. After hour, work is never over. Work it harder, make it better, do Yes. The work is never over, and Pinterest keeps changing as time goes on. But let's go back and see where the idea for Pinterest originated. The idea for Pinterest came from Ben's passion for collecting things. Ben wanted a place online where you could view people's collections and interests online. This is why Pinterest succeeded. It was a site and an application that filled the gap on the internet. Pinterest allows users to pin their own photos, share photos from other users, and anywhere on the web in a way that is so beautiful and sleek and easy. You can pin from your phone, your tablet, your computer, and it's too easy. If you're passionate about a particular thing in Pinterest, even if you're just a little bit interested, once you get on Pinterest, you can just go down the rabbit hole and find more pictures related to your interests. You can spend hours branching off deeper and deeper into all the roots of your interests. It does this in such a way that it is beautiful, seamless, and less sale-oriented than Facebook. You see, only what you are interested is shown in Pinterest. Something that's related to what you've pinned. Unlike Facebook, Tumblr, and Flickr, you kind of have to dig through the feeds and kind of be like, oh, that interests me, or why am I seeing this? And it makes things frustrating. On Pinterest, you don't have to be frustrated. You can unfollow someone or their board or their topic in their board if you don't feel like you're interested in it at all. And the cool part about it is, it's not a personal attack, or it's not like you're disagreeing with what they're into right now. They're just into that. People understand it is about interests and dreams and not necessarily, oh my God, this person has this opinion about that. So you can be kind of free and relaxed. No drama. And you can dream. Dream on. All right. And in conclusion, anyone that is selling a product has to use Pinterest, especially if your product is very visual, like art, design, fashion, jewelry, whatever you want to feast your eyes on. It is a great way to get fans and tap into your audience without being in their face, because on Pinterest, they come to you. There are talks of partnerships with other online stores, and this is a good thing, as long as the pins don't start looking like ads. The other really great thing about Pinterest is that no other website has the same longevity in their feed as you have of a pin. So I can pin something and go back 3 years from now and look at what I pinned, and if I'm at that place in time where I can afford those Dolce & Gabbana handbags that I saw 3 years ago, but I couldn't buy 3 years ago, I can purchase it at that time or find a way to link back to where I can find a design similar to what I was interested in the first place. So with that, I say Pinterest wins hands down. The things you pin can lead to rich offline life. But it can also save you the hassle of becoming a hoarder or broke, because you don't have to buy the stuff you collect on Pinterest. It's a collection online. Or it's a to-do list. Or it's a place I want to go and see.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy?
Pinterest is both. This is Cash, and thank you for listening.